Blog Talk Radio.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. Everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah.
And I'm your host, Cassandra Brand. It is a beautiful morning. It is a blessing to be 6 feet over and not under, alive with another chance. And what do you choose to do with it? I choose to spend time with God, give him the praise and the glory. Boy, I'm telling you, this has been a blessing week. It's been a blessing week. I'm going to share a testimony this morning with you. You know what the deal is. We're going to do our affirmations first. So just relax and just repeat in your mind or out loud. The affirmations, I'm telling you, it definitely manifests. It manifests. That's why today we're going to tear your kingdom down. Let's start our affirmations this morning.
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. Take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. Constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. I pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. I am dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. Have inner peace. I am stress-free. I am comfortable with myself. Confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. I always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. I am brave. I am relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
Yes, Those are our affirmations. We wake up and we say our affirmations when we spend time with God, giving him thanks, giving him gratitude and not attitude, waking up saying, me, my, I. Give me, let me, can you spare? You speak, I am. Everything that he's created you to be, everything you need is already in you. You won't find it in money, man or women, clothes, cars, those material things, title. You're not going to find it in that. We talked about self-love yesterday. And once you learn and begin and what's the word I'm looking for? When you acknowledge and find the keys to self-love, not how to be successful, because that's the most biggest success you can accomplish in your entire life is self-love. Now, I shared this with anyone, but I have what I call a hit list. A hit list is my prayer list that I pray for. I know that there's a God, and I'm not it, but I'm definitely an intercessor. And every time I put someone's name on my hit list, it's always checked off, because their prayer is answered. And I don't say a thing. I don't say a thing. Oh, well, I prayed for so-and-so when this happened, that happened. Just pray for them and watch God work. Check it off until he leads me to testify. And that's, we have to know when to speak and when not to speak, okay? We must learn that. But we must also use our voice. See, as long as you stay quiet and timid, passive-aggressive in the spirit, the devil will just have your mind like a playground. That's why you got to have that self-love and know that you know that you know that you know the God that you serve. Pray for, let's pray for, I'm going to call these two names out. And then we're going to go on to our next part of this episode. Said a prayer for Miss Cheryl. I met this woman at the hospital while visiting a friend of mine's yesterday in the cafeteria. She was glowing. She was singing. She had high energy. I mean, her spirit was so beautiful. And we had a conversation. I guess it was meant to be because my mouth was wide open. I mean, it dropped on the floor. When she shared with me that she lost her husband, her son, and her grandson within 8 months. Within 8 months at work, singing and humming. I said, how do you do it? She said, Jesus. And she mentioned how her family is very close together. Excuse me. She mentioned how her family is very close and they uplift each other. And I said quietly in my heart, I wish I had that with my family. I'm believing God for it. Because he said we give us the desires of our heart. Excuse me. I just want to keep Miss Cheryl in prayer that God continue to regulate her mind and her heart and her spirit, and that continue to give her the strength and be a voice, a living witness, because she works in a hospital. What better place could you be? She's meeting people every day. People in their deathbed, sick bed, some people even bring a life in this world. Well, we pray for Miss Cheryl. We pray for Miss Keisha Short, the young lady I was there to visit. And I'm saying to myself, she's too young. She's too young to be going through that. Now, I'm not going to tell her business, but we just pray, just lift her up in prayer for supernatural healing. Supernatural healing in her body. I will say that she's too young to be going through dialysis. We thank God for healing her body. Restoring her blood and blood cells. We thank God for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Praying for the protection. Lord, we pray for the protection of Faith Monet going to New York. Has a nice opportunity. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that you have opened that no bad, can shut. God, we thank you for doors that you shut to protect her and keep her covered with the blood of Jesus and continue to order her footsteps and send the right people in her life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Because Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. We're going to tear your kingdom down. You don't have no right, no authority, because we are God's property. And ain't nobody got time for that. That's why people, come on, open your mouth. Go for the kingdom of God. You have no reason to be afraid. But every reason to be afraid, not to walk by or live by faith. Amen? Because you got purpose and you have destiny. You don't have to be in an altar. It could just be as your everyday life as you meet people. It's a lifestyle. It's not an everyday Sunday. It's not an every Wednesday. It's not a prayer meeting. It's not just a convention, women's convention, or a man's retreat. It's a lifestyle to live into the kingdom of God. That's why he said to live in the world, to learn how to live in the world, but not of the world. It's okay not to be okay. That's what we have God for. But you know what else we're going to do? We're going to tear the devil's kingdom down.
Your kingdom down, Lord Jesus.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Against you, other preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, yes, for the preachers
are gonna preach
your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been building your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah, all over the land. You know what, Satan?
Satan,
we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Not only that, but listen up. For the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, for the mothers
are gonna
pray your kingdom down. You know what,
you've
been building your kingdom. Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan,
we're
gonna bring it down. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God
for the deacons.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna pray your kingdom.
We're gonna pray it down. They're gonna pray it down. You've been
building
your kingdom.
Yes, and you want to know how you can tear the kingdom, Satan's kingdom down and give him a black eye. You want to know how to give the devil a black eye and tear his kingdom down. And forgiveness. Forgiveness. In the body of Christ, what good is the hands without the arms? What good is the feet without the legs? We all have to stay together. And when you walk around in unforgiveness, it separates us. It tears us apart. He's trying to tear God's kingdom down, but he can't do it. If we continue to exercise and make it a lifestyle of forgiveness, another way is our love walk, to walk in love. When you walk around with unforgiveness, it's going to cause you bitterness and hatred and anger. You can't walk in the love walk because you got too much anger, bitterness, and hatred in your heart. Either you go love one or hate the other. The ways that he tears our kingdom, tears us apart, is also through our esteem, our self-esteem, our confidence. Because how can you say you love someone and you don't love yourself? You don't have no confidence, no esteem. But say these affirmations daily, and I will change them. But right now, I just want to get it marinated in your spirit so you wake up excited every morning, not dreadful. Ooh, first thing I want to do is spend time with God. I don't want to fight, argue, wake up with wrath in my heart. Excuse me. I'm telling you. It's time. Open your mouth and use your voice. Operate in your gifts. Everyone has a gift in them. Use them. Use your platform to elevate. Amen. I can hear the birds singing. They used to be going to feed them at 7 a.m. If I'm not out there by 7 a.m., they'd be standing, they'd be looking out on the poles on top of the house like, where's our food? They're so beautiful. So grateful. Yes, it's amazing. If anyone desire prayer, call in. You can email me, purposeofclosure@gmail.com. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow this broadcast to receive notifications. We'll be here 5 a.m. daily. You can call in during the airtime, 5 a.m., usually to 6 a.m. Sometimes we may go to 7. Depends on the word that God gives me to share. Or you could just listen in. The number is 319-527-6072. I also wanted to share with you some of the countries I like to give shout outs to. Australia, to Taiwan, South Korea, India, Bangladesh. That's Bangladesh. 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 I've never even heard of it. United Arab, Kenya, Uganda. Now, this is another one I can't pronounce, but I'm going to spell it. Mozaque. Mozambia. Zimbabwe. Zimba. BWE, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Poland, Sweden, Netherlands, France, United Kingdom, United States, Panama. These are some of the other countries around the world that are listening in. I just want to give a shout out to the listeners in these countries, in these places I can't even pronounce. That's why you never know who you're going to touch once you open your mouth. You never know. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Because you know what? It's all about you. It's all about God. It's all about his purpose. It's all about that his will be done for you, through you, so that He may use you. About you, Jesus, that we surrender to your will and to your way. I just said that right before you played. That's why it's so amazing how God, when we do what we're supposed to do, how everything lines up. You don't need nobody to prophesy to give you confirmation. Just receive the Holy Spirit, which is our guidance. Okay? Remember that. I'm not putting down any, but you just don't have to stand in a $50, $100, $1,000 line to get a word from anyone that God will give to you free. Amen? Now, this is a true prayer warrior right here, and we're going to end this episode with prayer, and this is with Cindy Trim. So you people have a very blessed and productive day, and see you tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto their prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic, satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, racial, ethnic hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate to shift, economic climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment and declare it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, my relationship to thrive, my children to thrive, my loved ones to thrive, my business to thrive, my ideas to thrive, my nation to thrive, my government to thrive, my economy to thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. By him, hallelujah, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the darkness. I decree and declare the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit. Through your word, empower the angelic host to war on my behalf. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements. Open the gates of psychological prisons and deliver us from the spirits of shame, embarrassment, harassment, iniquity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver me from stigmatization, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seductions, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restrictions, cultural entrenchments, cultic strongholds, bewitchment, traditions, antichrist cultural environments. Free me from limitations, handicaps, impediments. I refuse to be marginalized, stigmatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, criticized, tolerated, censored, misjudged, mishandled, mismanagement. I wear a cloak of favor. I disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short circuit them. I am non-responsive to demonic depression. I establish my superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, by the spirit of God. For this region, I remind you that the Son of God was made manifest that he would destroy the works of the devil. I decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over my neighborhood. It is destroyed over my body, over my family, over my children, over my loved ones, over my ministry, over my pastor, over my doctor and lawyer, over my government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. Hallelujah. His will prevails. My prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. My vision prevails. My business prevails. My ideas prevail. I prophesy to the four winds that things that have died prematurely and dried up because of satanic activities are quickened and come to life. I declare that the pieces of my destiny and financial, ministerial, relational puzzle, it comes together. My life comes together. I decree, hallelujah, that my money is coming together. My business is coming together. My relationships are coming together. My family is coming together. The body of Christ is coming together. My ministry is coming together. My marriage, my family are coming together. My budget is coming together. Our governments are coming together. Our leaderships are coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of repression that you promise will come from the presence of God. I decree and declare that there shall be no more demonic drought, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic trauma. We come in the volume of the book and it's written of us. We come in the power of God. Hallelujah. The God of Joshua. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare that every impenetrable wall must come down in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Most High God. I shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. I declare that I am advancing, hallelujah, according, hallelujah, to the purposes and the plans of God. Hallelujah. The cause of Christ is advancing in this region and in every region. I am promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is king, hallelujah, over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords and bands of wickedness. We shake evil out of their illegal place and take our rightful seat of authority. We take authority over satanic altars in the mountains. We stand in the spirit of Elijah and we decree and declare that the God that answers by fire, he is God. We decree that the fire of the Lord destroys every altar. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken over our life, be broken over our ministry, be broken over our home, be broken over our mind, be broken over our relationships. They are broken over our body, over our life, over our children, over our marriage, over our spouse, over our business, over our practices. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that evil has no control, hallelujah, over our lives anymore. We break free of evil control, hallelujah, of the enemy. We break free over patterns, pettages, charms, amulets, good luck pieces, talisman, chains, stops, bondages, incantations, addictions, generational curses, spirits of inheritance, debt, poverty, apathy, hopelessness, abuse, helplessness, prayerlessness. We decree and declare they are destroyed wherever and whatever the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the psychics, the religious manipulators are using as points of contact to release curses, be it pictures, clothing, strands of hair, personal items, garments, bones, dust, blood, voodoo dolls, altars, amulets, bones, water, brews, mixes, whatever it is, I command it to be disintegrated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We interrupt lines of communication between familiar spirits and sever illegal activities designed to frustrate the plans and purposes of God in our lives. We command every attachment to be broken. We command cords to be broken. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirits of doubt, enmeshment, entanglement, fear, terror, confusion, confusion, unbelief, intimidation, sin, iniquity. We release ourselves from the stronghold of the enemy and over dark spiritual forces which bombard our mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand to pray, we break through the strongholds of the enemy by the hand of God, the finger of God, the word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. Hallelujah. By apostolic interventions, angelic assistance. Father, we arise in the spirit of Zerubbabel. Hallelujah. And Elijah, and speak grace, grace to the mountains and their diabolical altars. Father, cause them to be destroyed by your fire. We establish the lordship of Christ over this region. I declare that their powers are made impotent over this region. I declare according to Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment, and with judgment from henceforth for even evermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I remind you once again, hallelujah, that the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah, there is none like my God. There is none that is powerful. Hallelujah, as my God. He is Jehovah Gaborah. Father, we worship you. We praise you. We have not bowed our knees to any other God. Father, there is no other God like Jehovah. Father, we take authority over the prince of the power of the air and establish our superior authority over this region in Jesus' name. Bring to an end satanic oppression, satanic opposition, false burdens. In your wrath, scatter the activities of our enemies, and in your scorn, orchestrate their division. We decree and declare that our mind is free of any and all strongholds. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We command the heavens to be open. Father, clear the path and rid supernatural highways of every satanic barricade that will hinder our prayers. Hallelujah, we arrest, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, those entities that are responsible for demonic trafficking and prohibit further interference and interruption and interception. I put prophetic and apostolic pressure upon heaven. I command every demonic portal to be open. Gates of brass, bars of iron, be open. Father, close every satanic portal. Give the enemy no access to the regions that are off limits. Let there be no demonic and satanic encroachment. As I advance, I decree and declare that every stronghold over this region is broken from off of my mind. I decree and declare that the log jams in my mind are cleared, giving the Holy Spirit unrestricted, unhindered access to my mind, soul, and spirit. I decree that there will be no demonic hijacking of supernatural insight, prophetic revelations, witty ideas, and creative inventions. Divine inspiration and wisdom now flows freely. In the name of Jesus, every mountain must be made low. Every valley must be brought up. Every crooked place must be made straight, so that I now advance on a level playing field.